Cool. All right, folks. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. By now, I'm sure you're wondering about the different things that I have on the table here. But first, I would like to talk to you about these three items. I have here some ice in a pan, water in this glass, and steam rising from this pot. Now, I would like to ask you how these three things, tell me, please, how are they all alike? These three things, this ice here in this pan, this water in this glass, and the steam rising from this pot, just yell out, we are informal here. Yes, correct, they are all forms of water. This ice here, of course, is water. I told you there was water in this glass, and you have all seen water boil at home, so you are familiar with steam. But now let's try to figure out how they're different. We'll look at temperature first. And the temperature of this water here, the ice, is about 19 degrees, very cold. The temperature of this water here is 64 degrees. The temperature of this steam is, I know it's hotter than that. Yeah, it's about 111 degrees. Okay. Fahrenheit. Okay. Oh, and by the way, guys, what do we call something that's hard like this ice here or a table or a rock? We call it a? Very good. You should be a choir. You should go out on the road there. Like, yeah. Oh, I'm glad to meet you. Please give me your itinerary after the show. Yes, yes, of course we call it a solid, and a solid has one shape, the shape that it starts out with. And what do we call something that you can splish-splash, take a bath in, anything wet like soda or milk? You're not going to let me finish, are you? Yes, we call it a? Very good. And a liquid can change its shape to completely fill the bottom of whatever container you put it in. And finally, what do we call something that's loose and floating around like this steam here, or a cloud, or the air we breathe? We call it a? Correct, a gas. And a gas completely fills whatever shape container you put it in. And so, how do you get water to change from a solid to a liquid to a gas and back and forth? Ooh, I like the way he expressed that. Never before have I heard it. Add or subtract energy or heat, change the temperature, basically, correct? All right, well, folks, now I'm going to show you something else that happens when you change the temperature, and that's where these balloons come in. I have here a number of balloons, but let's see how many of these balloons I can fit into this little itty-bitty container here. Well, everybody count together. This would be, you think, well, okay, well, I'm glad I never saw Citizen Kane with you. Rosebud is a sled. Okay, well, let's all count together, folks. That was very good. One balloon going into the little container here. And this would be two. Very good counting there. Two. Excellent. Two balloons going into the little container here. They're not fitting in so easily. Oh, no. So hopefully I can fit all balloons into this little container here. Now stop guessing what this is. Let's have some suspense here. Come on. All right. And this would be three, very good. Three balloons going into the little container there. Three balloons. Three, yes, the balloon trinity. And now, this would be four, very good. At first he was confused, but then he figured it out. Everybody tell him what this is. It's four. Boy, you people didn't watch enough Sesame Street as a child. This would be, thank you very much. Yes, five swollen balloons in, down, down. Okay, and this would be six. Good, and let's do this. Let's add some complexities to this here. Let's do it in another language. In Spanish, it would be seis. Ocho. Oh my gosh. I'm afraid for our nation. Okay, well, and this would be, thank you, seven, right? Seven, okay. And finally, this would be eight or ocho in Spanish, and wheat in French. Thank you very much. I thought you were telling me your breakfast, what you had, but no, wheat, very good. Oh my gosh, eight balloons into this little container here. I bet you're wondering how that happened. Well, there's a hole, no? If you're thinking there's a hole, think again, because there's no hole in the counter at all. Well, you're getting a little ahead of me, son. Let's all figure it out together. And we can get a better idea of what's happening to the balloons if we go back and look at the water again. No, I did not pop them. Do you heckle every scientific person? This is really terrible. I'm going to take some of this hot water here and pour it into this flask here and put a balloon over the top of the flask. All right, and now I will heat up this water using my Bunsen burner. Does he use real Bunsen? Is that what you're asking me? All right, here we go. There we go. All right, I'm using the fire now to heat up the water, but let's behave like scientists now and watch and observe and take note of what we see. Okay? Now, folks, what do we see? Well, if we look very closely, we can see condensation here in the sides of this flask and steam rising up from the water, going up into the balloon, making the balloon blow up. Ooh, don't want too much heat there. Oh, we can also start to see bubbles in the water. The water that was sitting at the bottom of this flask turned into a gas that had enough force to fill up this balloon. That's what we call boiling, folks, and I'm sure you do too. Turning from a liquid into a gas. Now, if I took the balloon, off the top of this flask here and put the water into the freezer, what do you think would happen to the water? It would freeze and turn into a solid, correct, but it would still be water. Yes, you're right. Whether it's a solid, a liquid, or a gas. So let's think about what water is made up of. Well, water is made up of atoms. Yeah, everything is made up of atoms. Solids, liquids, gases. Now, in water, two atoms of what element? Yes? Very good, hydrogen. And one atom of what? Oxygen. I know you wanted to say, but he's my pet. Okay. All these atoms combine to form a molecule of water. And that's what a molecule is, folks. A group of atoms hanging out, having a good time together. And they call the water molecule H2O. All right, so, folks, how do you suppose the molecules in this water... Goodbye, guys. I'll miss you. How do you suppose the molecules in this water when it's ice are different from the molecules in the water when it's a liquid and different still from the water, from the molecules in the water when it's steam? Do you know? Yes? That's right. It's movement, my friends. You see, all molecules move, not just in water, but in everything in the universe. Even you, the molecules are moving. But to get a better understanding of how those molecules interact, let's pretend that these ping pong balls here are molecules. Well, folks, in a solid, like this ice here or a table, the molecules are moving very slowly, all right? And they're very close together. In fact, they're in a joined uniform state. Okay, they're moving very slowly, and that's what it's like in a solid, like the ice. But in a liquid, the molecules are moving a little more quickly. Okay, so you have some fluidity of movement within a fixed volume. Okay, they're a little more further apart there. But in a gas, look at that. They're moving very quickly indeed, all right? They're moving so fast they completely fill the shaped container. That's what it's like in a gas. And temperature is a measurement of how fast or slow molecules are moving. So if you have slow-moving molecules, what temperature do you have, people? Guess cold or low temperature. And if you have fast-moving molecules, what type of temperature do you have? Hot or high temperature. You're right. But not every substance becomes a solid, a liquid, and a gas at the same temperatures as water does. And that brings us back to the mystery of our disappearing balloons. Now, inside this container here, into which our balloons... I'm losing my spheres. Inside this container into which our balloons have disappeared, I have a liquid. I'm going to take some of that liquid and examine it much in the same way that I did the water. Yeah! All right, guys. Let's watch now and see what occurs. I'm going to pour this liquid into this flask here. And again, we will behave like scientists and watch and observe and see what we notice. Now here is a liquid that is bubbling and steaming like the water was when there was a flame underneath it. But there's no flame underneath this liquid here. And that's different. Let's see what happens when I put a balloon over the top. If we do, in fact, have a liquid that's turning into a gas with enough force to fill up a balloon, and lo and behold, we do. It is filling up the balloon here. But this steam here is very cold, and we can see that frost is forming on the sides of this flask here. Frost? My God. That's curious. Let's see what the temperature is of this liquid. Did you guys come from a deprived home or something? You didn't have balloons? Fighting over balloons. I never thought I'd see the day. I'm going to put this probe here into this liquid, and we will see what temperature this balloon is. Try to stay in your seats. I don't want you guys to run up throughout the show. Okay, now the temperature of this liquid is 323 degrees below zero. Water becomes a solid at 32 degrees above zero, and it remains a solid at every temperature below that. So, folks, do you think this 323 degree liquid is water? No, that's right. Go ahead and shake your heads in disbelief. Of course it's not water. No, this, folks, is liquid nitrogen. Ah, yes. Where, folks, can you find lots of nitrogen? And he's like doing this. I thought he had bad breath. It's the air you're breathing right now. Your lungs are filled with this stuff, all of you. The air is probably about 70% nitrogen, and it's oxygen and other gases as well. Okay, our body takes it all in, but we only use the oxygen. We breathe out the nitrogen. The reason why the nitrogen is not freezing our lungs as it is doing this flask here is because those molecules are moving much faster. The nitrogen is warmer, probably about 70 degrees, I would imagine. But this liquid is very cold indeed, 323 degrees below zero. Well, to get an idea about how cold that is, let's use these two bouncing rubber balls. I would like you people in the audience to examine the balls to let me know if they are, in fact, average, normal, everyday balls. Testify for the audience. Don't bite into it. Sheesh. You really haven't been fed, have you? Oh, I'm really feeling sorry for you. Please bounce it back now. I'm surprised I caught that. Normally, I'm trying to goof. I'm like Michael Jordan in the White Sox. But anyway, but this time I caught it. So, let's see what happens when one of these balls goes into the liquid nitrogen and the other one stays out here with me, where it's nice and warm. Well, let's think now about what's happening to this ball. It's in the very cold liquid nitrogen, right? So, what do you think is happening to the ball? Is the ball getting hotter or colder? Everybody say it out loud. Colder, okay. Some people don't agree with you. In fact, most people don't. Yes, it's getting colder. So, if the ball is getting colder, do you think the ball's molecules are going faster or slower? Slower, okay, and that you all concur. That is excellent. So, if these molecules are going slower, do you think, and the ball is getting colder, do you think the ball is becoming more of a solid or more of a liquid? What do you think? A liquid. Only one person thinks that because everybody didn't want to go all that far out on the limb. So, let's see if what this guy is thinking is true, if it becomes more of a liquid or more of a solid. I will take this ball out of the liquid nitrogen, and we will begin the experiments. Okay, now, let's see. They look alike, don't they? They still look pretty much the same, except we have steam coming off this ball here. Let's see if they bounce as before. Well, this one bounces pretty much the same, but this one is different. That is curious. Well, I must continue my study. Let's see how they react under pressure. Okay. All right, this one pretty much is absorbing my energy. It remains intact, but let's see what happens to this ball. Oh. It broke. You see, these molecules got slower and slower and slower and closer together. The ball became more of a solid than before. It became harder. Well, folks, that kind of it gives you a little bit of an idea of what's happening to our balloons, but it still doesn't make it absolutely clear. So, we'll see what happens to this big old balloon when it interacts with liquid nitrogen. All right? Rather than see what happens, rather than guess at what's happening to these balloons in the container, we will see what happens to a balloon when it interacts with liquid nitrogen in the light of day. All right, I'm pouring the very cold liquid nitrogen over this balloon. So the balloon and its contents, the air inside, is getting colder and colder and colder. Okay, those molecules are slowing down. They're going slower and slower, and so they're getting closer and closer together, okay? You still have the same number of air molecules inside this balloon as you did before. It's just that they're going slower, so they're closer together, and they take up less space in this balloon. And look at the balloon. At the very bottom of it, you can see a liquid. That's the air, people. How often do you get to see liquefied air? But that is the air. The molecules have gotten so slowed down and so close together that they're not as much in the form of a gas now. They're more in the form of a liquid. But now, the air around it is causing those molecules to speed up. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Ha-ha. And so, the molecules are speeding up. They're getting further and further apart. and taking up more space inside the balloon, so the balloon goes back to its former size and shape. So that has to be what's happening to the balloons that are inside this container here. All right? Yes, these balloons are in the very cold liquid nitrogen, and so those molecules slowed down and got closer together. The air took up less space inside the balloon, so I can fit all those balloons into this little bitty container. But now, I'm taking the balloons out of this container, so the molecules are speeding up. The air is heating up, okay? And so the molecules are going faster and faster, and they're getting further and further apart. They're taking up less space inside, I'm sorry, taking up more and more space inside these balloons. And you might want to protect your eardrums, because sometimes as these balloons expand, they pop. And let me tell you, I get quite shell-shocked at the end of the day. So this really teaches us a lot, people. This tells us that the difference in a substance between a solid, a liquid, and a gas, like water, is how fast the molecules are moving. And that different substances become a solid, a liquid, and a gas at different temperatures. And temperature is a measurement of how fast or slow molecules are moving. That's what I wanted to tell you, people. I'd love to share that with everyone that I meet. If you have any questions about this or any other subject, come on up and ask. Even if you don't, I certainly hope you have a great day here at the Museum of Science and Industry. Thank you very much. Someone's been shot.